how are you hoping to grow in your spiritual life from this trip?
I'm kind of hoping to just hear a lot of what he has to say and think about it and learn from it and try to live by it more.
Yeah, I think I'm excited about getting to meet a lot of new people who are coming for the same reasons. And obviously we'll be driving out, we'll be driving 14 hours there and back. So it gives us a lot of preparation time, a lot of personal time, and a lot of reflection time as well. It's going to be exciting to sort of either bounce ideas off each other or get a chance to take a step back and really be intentional with our time, to be intentional with our personal lives, to put ourselves out there and go out there and be intentional with our spiritual time. In such a great community, I think it's going to be awesome.
I suspect this presents a unique challenge for yourself as a teacher to help the students who are going on this trip to really investigate how they're feeling, what they're getting from this, to reflect on the Pope's message and words. How are you approaching that challenge?
This is an awesome opportunity from a teacher's perspective and a campus minister's perspective. I actually, the first week of school, when I was working with the freshmen, we looked at some of the things that Pope Francis has said and done, specifically done, that feed into this Jesuit mission. And they've really, really enjoyed looking at those things. For me, the number one thing, I think, for all of us is what we can almost tangibly feel right now, is gratitude. Gratitude for the things we have and the opportunity we have for this. As well as for us, it's an awesome opportunity to, you know, for 4 years these guys learn about Jesuit ideology, Ignatian spirituality, and the terms and the practices that we preach and we try to live out every day. Wow, the perfect example of, you know, the head of the Catholic Church living out those same ideals. And it's really exciting for me as an educator, a young educator at that, but an educator nonetheless, to see these guys get a chance to at least be in that presence and maybe take some of their own ideas away from, well, what does that mean for me as a Catholic at a Jesuit high school in the city? You know, how do I take what the Pope is doing and apply that to my own life? And that's really exciting.
What is it about this Pope, about his message, that reaches you as a young person? How do you apply his words to your life?
One thing that really sticks out to me from his teachings are, you know, the fact that he reaches out to the youth so much in the Catholic community and just really kind of urges us to get involved in our faith and be men and women for others, because we will be the future of the church eventually, and without that foundation, you know, there's not going to be a lot to stand off of. So he's really encouraging us to just get rooted in our faith and develop and be there. I feel kind of a connection with him through, like, his use of social media. I mean, he's really involved with that, and he's really active and reaches out to everyone through it. So,
the great thing about Pope Francis is that he's a great example of what it means when we say actions speak louder than words. Very much among the communities that he's a part of, and obviously coming to the United States, I'm sure he's the kind of person who would immediately want to be involved in the communities surrounding him. And I think that's a great thing about, for this Pope, to, like you said, reach out and be active, be present to the things of the world. And I think he's done a great job of that. And I think for a lot of young people, that's very appealing, because for us, we're asking questions about our faith, but also where does that faith fit into our daily lives, fit into the things that we're doing every day in the world. And I think that's what he's doing is very inspirational and very appealing for a lot of young people as well.
Is there a particular message or theme that you're hoping to hear the Pope speak on?
For me, I've been most grateful for and most inspired by Pope Francis's general attitude of love and compassion and, you know, making this announcement of, hey, this next year is going to be a year of mercy. And for me, that translates to solidarity and general kinship, friendship with those around us. And so I'm excited just in everything he does, how he conveys that, how he brings that message about, and to see that in action is going to be really great. And I think for us all just being there, again, that idea of community, of us all being there for a common mission, a common purpose, I think we'll really speak to that and hopefully generate our own ideas of solidarity, of what we can take away from that is going to be awesome.
Kind of to lead off that, he was talking about his ideas on love, and I know he's extremely into anti-abortion, pro-life stuff, and with it being World Family Day, you know, that's a big part of love and growing and families and stuff like that. So it'd be really cool to hear him talk about that.
How much does it mean to you as Jesuits to be going?
Oh, yeah. Well, and especially oftentimes, and Michael's still going through this process, but for me, I've been a part of Jesuit education for the past 10 years and been very thankful for that. It's been a very formative education for me. And it's a really neat thing that this is the first Jesuit Pope, and already he has done some very truly Ignatian things within that context of the Catholic Church. And that's been a really cool blessing, at least going through these 10 years of Jesuit education and still obviously being very much committed to that mission, I think it's just really cool. It has that almost personal connection.
Like, what has really resonated with you that he's done?
I think Pope Francis's ability to live within the world, and also, you know, obviously has not been too worried about making headlines, both if he's worried about positive or negatives. What we mean by that is, for us, as an Ignatian educator and being in this place at DeSmet Jesuit, we ask the guys to really think critically about the world around them and not to shy away from difficult issues. And Pope Francis certainly has not done that, as I'm sure most people know. But also that idea of love and compassion and looking through that lens of love and being truly, not just saying the things that he's doing, but caring for the whole person. We talk about that a lot. Living the Magis, doing more, not necessarily doing more things, but doing those things more deeply, as well as acting within the world. And we've seen that come alive in so many different ways for him, whether that's simply just caring for the people around him, or really, like Michael was saying, and I think a lot of young people connect to this, how he's reached out on social media, or how he has really made himself more transparent in his ministries and the things that he's doing, is really a neat thing to see.
What about for you, that Jesuit connection?
I think it's really cool to experience that and to see that, you know, he is the first Jesuit Pope, and, you know, to be part of that and get to meet him while being at a Jesuit school and learning from that Jesuit education. And it'll just kind of help me to grow deeper and grow from it with hearing what he has to say and what he has to teach about, and also just seeing what he has to do by, you know, his humbleness especially shows that he really is a man for others, you know, through the stuff that he does around the Vatican and around Rome. It's just, I don't know, it's really cool. It's a good connection to have.
You're going on this journey, but obviously it's not just about yourselves. You're going to be bringing back the Pope's message here to DeSmet. So what are you hoping to tell your friends, your students, your ministry students about this experience? What do you want to bring back to them?
For me personally, I was really young when, I guess, Pope John Paul II came to St. Louis, and one of the last popes, or one of the last times that a pope has come to the United States in general. And I was too young, obviously. I was in first grade. It was back in 99, 2000. I was too young to really understand what was going on, but I knew it was important. I knew I could understand, I could feel that the city really changed in the way that it went about its day-to-day business, and I could feel that. Any community member at that time could feel that. And I hope to catch a little bit of that spirit when we're hanging out, talking with the Pope, or talking with the people. You know, obviously we're not going to see him and talk to him, but to talk to the people there, to see the people there, to get a general vibe of what that city's going to be like. And it's hard, because with faith, with things of faith or things of spirituality, it's almost that combination of a tangible, it's almost tangible. You can feel it in the things around you, and yet it's so hard to describe. And so I think that's a great opportunity for us, seeing what the Pope is doing, and not just hearing his words, but seeing his actions. And I think that's a great invitation for us to do the same thing. I'd hope that we ourselves are changed in little ways that maybe we don't even notice, but we can bring that back out to the community here, whether that's just a day-to-day setting in the classroom or talking with friends, being with family, or if that also means in the ministry that we do, going and making a conscious effort to connect with the community around us. I think that would be great.
Just kind of grow more conscious in you know, our decisions, and you know, just to live them out with how, you know, God would want us to, and, you know, really think. We pray every day, you know, we dedicate all of our thoughts, words, and actions to the greater glory of God, and just to really reflect on that throughout the day, and, you know, have I really done that, or have I just kind of been like, eh. You know, use that to help others around us and to help our friends grow and stuff like that. So,
do you feel like you'll be ready after this to be that model for your friends?
I think so. I mean, I'm really hoping I am. I mean, I don't really know. I guess we'll just have to see. But, I mean, I think it'll be a great experience that'll help me grow and definitely come back with a different attitude and change me as a person and definitely help me grow deeper in my faith.
What do you think his appeal is to even non-Catholics?
Well, he does an awesome job of this idea of an open table policy that we talk about with Christianity. All are welcome at the table. And he embodies that right off the bat. And I think it's a great thing for our church to really embrace. These ideas of commonality and just going even outside of religion, but how do we connect as human beings in all the things that we do, in all the opportunities we have. And I think that's part of it. He is so naturally open and so naturally ready and present to the people around him. And I think, obviously, religion aside, that's very appealing to people in general, the fundamental importance of these important questions of what does it mean to be a human being, and how do I live out my what's important to me in the day-to-day, and how do I make the most of the here and now. I think he's great with that.
Yeah, I mean, he's just such a loving person, that, and he does so much for the community, that it's kind of like, you know, how could you not really like someone that's, you know, such a great person to everyone? So, I mean, like, I get it, there's people from different religions that probably don't really approve of what he has to say and stuff like that, but, you know, looking at him as a person, you know, just seeing what he does, and, you know, it can really influence the way that people see things.
Are there any questions or prayers that you're going to Philadelphia with that you're hoping you might get insight on from listening to the Pope?
For me, to grow in my faith, to deepen my spirituality, and maybe even to put a name to things that are a part of me, a part of who I am, but to be just present to those moments and see what sort of questions maybe inspire me or maybe inspire our group throughout the time that we're there. We always have questions, you know, that just sort of sit with us, and there are prayers to go with that, and there are traditions that speak to those things. But it'll just be interesting to see what comes out of our conversations and comes out of our experience. Like I said before, we are very lucky and very grateful to be given this opportunity.
Yeah, just adding off that, just like a prayer of thanks, just that we can be able to attend this pilgrimage, and, you know, we're so lucky that it's such an opportunity that not a lot of people will ever get to experience. And, you know, just pray that while we're there, we really are open to everything that we hear and everything that everyone has to say, and that we come back, you know, we really are changed, and try to be role models and help others grow in their faith too.